If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Hello, patriots of all shapes, colors, backgrounds, creeds, sizes. Everywhere you are in this great country of ours, we are here for a reason. And the reason is to tell you about some conservative talk. And I'm glad this week, and I'm sorry about that intro there because I'm having a little problem with the studio. But anyways, all that aside, this week has been hectic, man. It's been hectic for a lot of people. It's been hectic for, I know my brother from another mother, Michael, who is in Texas right now on errands, and he is dealing with the Chris Kyle statue, the memorial, and that's a touching thing, and he'll be on here in a little bit to talk about that. I want to thank somebody who stepped up to the plate when my co-host here could not be here with me today, and that's Barbara Buffing. Barbara, you're on. You're next.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, how are you? Hi.
I'm fine. Thank you for offering to do this.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I know it was short notice, man. But look. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. We've had so much stuff going on this week, Barbara. It's not funny.
My head's been spinning.
Oh, me too. I sat there last night, and I'm going, you know, it's late at night, and I couldn't get to sleep. I kept getting up. And by the way, the number is 718-305-7176. Get in, get your questions early, because we've got a big show today, and I hope it's going to go all right. But I wanted to thank you for stepping up to the plate. I wanted to thank a bunch of people for stepping up to the plate this week. Greg Mara, Michael, of course, Teresa, Bruce, all these people that just came and helped out with what the endeavor was to get the Chris Kyle Memorial statue in Texas, get it bronzed, and get it in its final resting place. And I wanted to ask you, Barbara, I know you do your Women Patriots, of course, with Brenda Ward, which is a great show. Everybody tune into that one. I wanted to ask
Tuesday
you, I mean,
night.
Tuesday nights. Go ahead and plug it.
Okay. Tuesday evenings at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on BTR through www.conservativenationradio.org. This week we actually have Jan Morgan coming in again. She's going to talk about Islam, and we're excited about having her back. You know, I was really disappointed that I didn't win that AR-15, but, you know, you got to be in it to win it, so I at least was in it.
Well, you can always cruise on over here and shoot mine a little bit, all right? I don't have a problem with that. Just don't break it. But,
yeah.
No, we got a big show today. We got Melody Kite, a blogger that was at the memorial for Chris Kyle in the stadium in Dallas. And then we also got Tennessee Representative Joe Card. You guys are going to love him. He just is straight talking, and he's just funny. He wants to do a show. He wanted to do it funny when I talked to him. He said, okay, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it funny. And we're going to make some information, and we're going to make some headlines. And we just got a lot of stuff going on. We've got somebody on the line right now, Barb. I don't know if you got a chance to get with them. That's probably
okay.
Kurt.
Let's see.
I don't know exactly what time Michael was going to call in, but I figured, well, you know, we would talk a little bit amongst ourselves. I mean, if anybody in chat has got a question from Michael. Like, in other words, where, again, I don't even know this, where is this memorial statue going to be finally placed? And who's going to take care of it? Who's going to guard over it? Because I know that, you know, that this is probably a big deal with a lot of people in Texas. I know it was kind of hush-hush for a long time. We've also got, like I said, Greg Meyer, and we're going to have Brandon on, too, from Patriot Riders. And they're just great people, man. My emotional mood swing today has been just up and down and up and down. I mean, I find myself, you know, just tearing up over things that I should not be tearing up over. You know, my wife is going, "What's wrong with you?" You know, but she understands, you know. But anyways, great show. We're looking forward to it. And it's a, yeah, this Kurt, I'd like to bring Kurt in right off the top. Mr. Blackwell, my friend, how are you doing?
Hey, Fang, I'm good. How's it over your way?
It's pretty good. A little windy, but we're all right, man.
Yeah, okay. All right.
How are you over there?
Okay. Are you just wanting to, you want to hear what I got on my mind today or what?
Yeah, I do. I'm bringing you in a little bit early because I just want to get everything out there. I want to be, you know, able to converse with everybody real quick.
Okay, that's cool. Look, I got something churning around in my head that's hot today. I usually do, but I stumbled across a piece of information almost by accident today. A friend of mine who travels around the area a lot told me that he picked up this story. I'm not going to call the name of the town until I confirm this situation, but he was telling me about a quick shop / convenience store in this town. It's about a 30-minute ride from me, something like that. And he said they have a sign on the door that says, "American soldiers, stay out." And, of course, you know, I know what just went through everybody's mind. I think I know what went through their mind. A particular scenario, if that's on the front of a quick shop / convenience store, you're going to automatically speculate about who is operating. And I asked him a question, and he confirmed my immediate suspicion. And he related a couple of details to me that he said, what happened was that a soldier, I'm going to assume a National Guard guy, but I don't know that because I know there's a unit in that town, walked into the store the other day wearing fatigues, and they told him to get out. Your kind is not welcome here. And that there's now a sign posted in the door, "American soldiers not welcome," or "American soldiers stay out." Now, before I do anything else regarding this, I'm going over there. I'm going to drive that 30-minute drive. Well, he's got to find out where the location of the store for me. I'm going to confirm this myself before I go any further. And if that is the case, folks, we're going to have ourselves a national story. This will blow so big, so high. If these people are indeed doing that, you know, and I'm not going to say that, you know, that I'm glad this happened to give us a piece of ammunition. I'm not glad that it happened. I'm steaming. I'm steaming hot, folks, is what I am.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice, Kurt. Wow.
You know what we're fighting, you know what we're about, and you know all that's going on, all the garbage, all the crap that we have to put up with. And, of course, my mind goes back to the Nam area because, I mean, I was a big old boy. During that, I was past grown. And I still remember what American servicemen had to put up with out of our own American citizens.
Right.
But now we have foreigners is what we have here. You know this. I already know before I get there the, shall we say, nationality of the people at least I'm 99% sure that I know that, that will be the operators or owner-operators of the store.
Oh, absolutely.
This is going to get nasty, okay?
I wish it wouldn't, and I wish that these people that are operating in this country legally, okay, they are operating legally, would sit there and say, you know, we have to give back to the community. We have to understand that we are Americans. We're not from another country, you know. We are Americans. I sit there back and I think about my own father coming over here from Germany, having to study day in and day out, okay, study, and actually have to take a test and actually have to learn English and pass
yes.
that test to get a citizenship to be able to stay in this country, you know,
exactly.
and work 2-3 jobs and, you know, I don't know, man. I look at some of these people and I wonder, like, how are you getting away with it? But look, when we rubber stamp people coming in, bam, 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 you know, you just come on in. We'll give you a pass. You know, you get free this, you get free that, free health care, free, you know, whatever you want, we'll give it to you. Just come in here. We don't care who you are. We don't do a background check on you. We don't worry about if you know what civics are. We don't worry about your history. We don't care. Just come on in, but vote for us. And that's the way it's become, Kurt. That's the way it's become.
I know. And it's unconscionable. This kind of thing. It's I will tolerate bad treatment of myself longer with more patience than I will maltreatment of an American serviceman, in uniform, or a retired veteran. I mean, somebody can get hurt in these kind of deals, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, it's, oh boy, this is not going to be pretty. I'm going to try
I'll tell you what, Kurt, we got a little soft break here to go to, and I got a little live read, so hold on to that thought. Investigate that, and please get back to us. I'd like to know myself.
I'll be investigating that tomorrow.
And I'm just going to put you on mute. You can stay right there, buddy.
Okay.
All right, folks, look. Hey, all you secret members of the Joe McCarthy Fan Club, join Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, for Radio Free America. Duke lists anti-communists among his hobbies. I don't know. You guys got some weird hobbies. But anyways, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a national news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional Whitaker Chambers reference, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Monday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Let's get back to the show. I got my brother from another mother here, Michael. You there, brother?
What's going on, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but your voice is kind of burnt out. But I want to get to Melody if you got chance. I thought you were going to call in a little bit earlier, but
just kind of an ongoing process. I thought I'd start out and let me take you off mute. My throat's burned out because of the allergies. It's that bad time of year here in Texas. But I thought I'd start out. I'm sitting out here with Carl and Carol Wallen, who are the drivers that got the Chris Kyle Memorial statue here. And as you know, brother, I wear my passions on my sleeve. So if I start to choke up a little bit, it's only because I'm a passionate person. But I wanted to get Carl on the phone to talk to our brothers and sisters that listen and tell about bringing the statue from Florida to Texas, the stop they made in Austin. It's just a wonderful story. And then you could throw me back on mute or something, and I'm going to walk into the studio and here at the Foundry And I'll just kind of be off and on, however you want to do it, brother.
Well, I got Melody here, and she's a blogger, and I don't know if you, I think you know her, but
yeah,
she,
I know
she's
Melody.
She's a very good friend of ours, and she wrote a very good piece on Chris Kyle, and I figured it will all fit in, man. It'll all fit in, okay?
Well, then I'm going to put you on speaker, and we're going to sit here. Dude, you got to see this truck that Carl and Carol drive. I mean, look, I'm sitting on a couch in the back of an eight, in the behind the front seats of this 18-wheeler. It's like an RV in this thing. I'm sitting back here. We're watching a league of distinguished gentlemen or whatever it is. Yeah. So I'm going to put you on speaker, and we're going to listen to Melody's blog about Chris. And then when you're ready for us, just holler, and I'll hand the phone to Carl.
That's fine, man. We got Melody, then we got Joe Carr calling in, and right after that, then we'll get back to you, and you got the rest of the show, buddy.
All right,
so, brother. So, drink a little bit of tea there. Get that voice back to normal.
I think people are having problems logging into the chat, too.
Well, I'm not having a fucking beer.
I don't know about that. But anyways, Melody, I got Melody Kite. She's a blogger that has a blog out there, and a very good one, I might add. And it's Perfection Under a Red Umbrella. And she has got a hot mic, and she's going to talk to us about her experience at the Chris Kyle Dallas Memorial. Melody, welcome to Soldiers of Patriotism.
Well, hi, Bing. It's so nice to talk to you. Being one of my longtime online Patriot buddies, it was an honor to be invited on your show today. Thank you so very much for having me. I'm sorry my voice is so raspy, but that's what you get with me, is a raspy old voice.
Oh, that's fine, hon. You just take it away.
When my husband and I heard that Chris Kyle had been shot at a firing range south of where we live, we were both just devastated. And when we heard there was going to be a memorial, my husband took the day off work, and ahead of time we decided we would go. It was kind of not a really warm day here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I think best, other than me just off the cuff remembering things, I'll just read bits of my blog to you. Cowboy Stadium is about 20 minutes from where I live, and that's in traffic, unless it's a football Sunday. So we drove over to Arlington, and we parked in the assigned lot and got out of the car and walked to the line. And from there, I'm just going to read my impressions, because I wrote this the next day after the memorial, when my emotions were still really fresh. When I write my blogs, I really like to find quotes. And I found this wonderful quote that really speaks to the man that Chris Kyle was from Douglas MacArthur. Duty, honor, country. These three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, what you will be. They are your rallying point to build courage when courage seems to fail, to regain faith when there seems little cause for faith, to create hope when one becomes forlorn. I saved my memorial program, and it was absolutely beautiful. It had a wonderful picture of Chris Kyle on the front, and on the inside was the entire program. If you look at my blog, which you can see the art, the images on the left at the top of my blog is of the program, and a lot of people, because of geography, probably wanted to go but were unable to attend. 7,000 people more than 7,000 people attended that Tuesday afternoon. And the lines were long. They opened the stadium up at 11:30 a.m. We got there at about 11:20, and we parked on the northwest side of the stadium. They announced as you're getting at, they had a looped announcement that you couldn't carry any purses or umbrellas into the stadium, and there was a light drizzle falling when we first got out of the car. So we took our umbrella, and we walked to the end of the line, and we were in line probably about 20 minutes waiting to get scanned to enter the stadium. And when we got up close to where we were scanned, we threw our umbrella out, and as I looked over my shoulder to my right, one of the things that was just like kind of delicious irony is that standing to the right of the entry doors were three of Arlington Police Department's finest SWAT team with AR-15s, and everybody seemed to really love that. There were a lot of military in the crowd in dress uniform waiting to get in. Now, I had never been to the new Cowboy Stadium, and it is really beautiful. And Jerry Jones opened up the stadium to the public. Not only did he open up the stadium to the public, and I'm not a big Jerry Jones fan, but he also provided soft drinks and waters to everybody for free. So you didn't have to buy anything that day. You didn't have to pay to park or anything else. You could just drive up, wait online, and walk in. And it took about, probably 45 minutes for us to get seated. We got seated probably about 15 minutes before the event started. And it was, I was already emotional, and you'll understand that at the end. Our seats were on the second level, and we were dead on the 50-yard line where we had a terrific view of the big jumbotron that they have. And it had a Luke slideshow of Chris Kyle's life running. And he's a native Texan. He was born not far from Dallas. And there were slide after slide of him as a child with his brother, riding horsebacks, winning awards at county fairs, prom pictures, Christmases, birthdays, the kinds of things that you see when you go to a family service nowadays, and his wedding. And there were many, 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 many shots of Chris Kyle serving this nation in the war on terror, pictures with his teammates in camo, with his sniper rifle, his floppy bunk area, which was referenced several times during the memorial service, and picture after picture with those whom he served together with, and pictures of him as a civilian with his family and children. It was just lovely. My first impression, and I never met him, was that this man had what I call a broad Texas smile. It's just this big smile that a lot of Texans have that you know they're genuine. And you could tell he was genuine. You could tell if you had the opportunity to meet him that you would really like him. The stadium started to fill up. There was a stage down in the center of the football field on the 50-yard line with a dais in front of it and microphones. At the center of the stage was a cross composed of a helmet, boots, and his sniper rifle. And to the left of the stage was a three-tiered platform for the young men's choir, and they never did say who they were that sang during different times during the ceremony. And there was room for, I think my husband and I figured out, around 1,000 people on the field. And those vacant chairs went to Chris's family and close friends, and row after row after row of military men and women in dress uniforms and camos. And I was already tearing up. I mean, it was just beautiful. The service started promptly at 1 o'clock. The motorcycle riders who would the next day escort Chris Kyle rang the sidelines of the football field. And I don't know if anybody's ever watched football games from Dallas Cowboys Stadium, but it's huge. And they were shoulder to shoulder, nearly around the whole entire outside edge against the wall inside the stadium there where the seats were, with flags and standing to honor Chris Kyle. The procession started, and an assemblage of bagpipe groups from the Dallas-Fort Worth and North Texas area, all in different traditional gear or kilts, but in different colors, came in, and they played Scotland the Brave, which is really a beautiful tune, but I've never heard it quite as lovely as it was that day, because it was really muffled. And the drum corps had like a low rattle that was behind the bagpipes, and I started just really weeping then, and from that point on, I cried through the whole service, and at sometimes I cried harder than others. And the tributes from his friends and family, the men that he served with, were sincere, and they spoke of a great hero, a great friend, a father, a son, a brother, and a comrade in arms. And when his wife spoke, I've got to tell you, it was just absolutely gut-wrenching. I felt like somebody just pulled my heart and my guts out of my chest. Now, that part's not in my blog. And drug them around the ground and stomped on them. Her pain and her heartbreak were just beyond visceral, and she was so brave. You know, in my lifetime, and I'm getting close to the end of this, I've been to a lot of memorial services. Every man in my family has served in the military. My father was in the President's Army Band and played funerals at Arlington National Cemetery when I was in high school. I buried my mother, my brother, my father, and I cried through their services. And I cried as hard at Chris Kyle's memorial as I did for the loss of my family. I think because of his legend and the great honor that he did for our country. And just to go a little further, when I was 17, and this is, I think, the greatest lesson my father ever gave me, and the reason I chose to go to the Chris Kyle memorial, was when I was 17, my dad and I had a really horrible argument. The worst argument we ever had in my life with my father, and it was over the Vietnamese War. I was really angry. I was angry that the Senate wouldn't declare a real war, that once again we were in another, policing thing like we did in North Korea, where we would not declare war and we were never going to make the enemy sue for peace or sue for peace. We were going to sue for peace. And I was really angry, and it seemed really dishonorable to me. And the discussion with my dad and I was really heated. I thought that the young men who were drafted to serve were dying unfairly. And my father, who played a lot of funerals for young men that died in Vietnam at National Cemetery in Arlington, was livid. I can't remember any time in my life when he was angrier with me. He determined that I would have to attend every single service he played that summer, and where he had to play taps, and that I would have to get dressed up and go with him and stand to the side a little bit away from the funeral and wait until the service was over. He told me that there would be no excuses, no colds, no stomach flus, that I would have to go to each and every funeral service. He also said that I would have to, after the services were over, I would have to respectfully and humbly thank the mom, father, wife, whoever got the flag from the honor guard for their loved one's bravery and for defending my freedom. Now, the summer I was 17, my dad never played Monday through Friday any less than 5 services, sometimes as many as 18, but the average was right around 10 a day. I did this in June. I had July off because we took a family vacation for harvest in Kansas, and then the remainder of August until the Friday before school resumed after Memorial Day or Labor Day. And I've got to tell you, it's the greatest gift my father ever gave me. And I have that debt of honor. It's my duty to thank those who've given their last best measure. You know, and on Monday, the day I went, I gladly gave my time, my prayers, and my heartfelt thanks to God that he gifted America with such a brave man. No man in United States military history as a sniper had the number of kills that Chris Kyle had. Now, some people might think that's awful, but snipers usually work alone. They might be transported to near where they're going to perform the duties that the military has assigned them. But they work alone. It takes incredible courage. My life is safer because of him, because of his dedication. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry, man. Like I said, it's been an emotional roller coaster with me, and I know with my brother Michael over here from another mother, and a lot of people on this channel, Melody, but we're coming up against a heartbreak, or we already passed the heartbreak, but I'm so glad that you were at least there to see this, and I hope when this statue gets erected, this memorial gets erected, that you will go take me some pictures. I would really love to see that with you over there. You're such a great, gracious lady, and just a fine person, and I'm so glad to know you.
Well, I'm glad to know you too, you know, and it's my hope that, to my knowledge, there's been no decision yet where the statue is going to be placed, whether it's going to be placed down in where he lived, which is about 40 minutes from here. I would personally like to see it on the grounds of the state capitol in Austin. I think that would be a fitting place for his statue to permanently come to rest. Well, the grounds of the Capitol in Austin have a lot of really beautiful statues, and I think it would be perfect.
I would like to see it inside the Capitol myself. But we got Michael coming up, my co-host, Michael B., and he's in on this. He was instrumental in getting this statue over there to Texas, and so he's going to have a lot of this, a lot of information that you will not hear on the news. Not hear from anywhere else. So we're going to get to him. Melody, thank you so much for being on our Step Right Up segment. I wish he would do this again. That was very great.
Well, you know, you're most welcome. It was absolutely a beautiful tribute to Chris Kyle. And what I wanted to say just in ending, you know, that my final thoughts were that Chris Kyle was a true American hero, a real legend who met his responsibility and more than deserved the tribute. A family lost a son, a brother, and a father, and a husband. Texas lost a son, and America a warrior and a hero. And whenever I think of Chris Kyle, I just thank God for the gift of Chris, that he's a part of American history and a legend and a man who, from all reports, from all quarters, from everyone who spoke, was a man to be admired. And my wish is that God will continue to bless and hold Chris Kyle close to him and his family and his comrades in arms and friends and all of us in America who are so distressed about what's happening to our beloved nation. You know, Obama didn't send anyone. The men from the military who showed up came of their own volition, and they were stationed in and around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Defense Department didn't officially send anyone.
Well, Melody, we love you in Texas. And I tell you what, being in Tennessee and being a transplant here a little bit, my wife is a native Tennessean, but being a transplant, we love our Texas brothers and sisters. And I'm just going to put you on hold here for a second. And we've got Representative Joe Carr that I think you're going to love, Melody, because he is the quintessential not politician, he's just the quintessential person that can take something like this and go with it and make it happen and make things happen. And I'd like to get Representative Carr on, if I can. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Representative Joe Carr. How are you doing?
Pretty good. From 48th District. I was up there your way yesterday, up in the borough, man.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, I hope it didn't create any great discomfort. We always like visitors, so appreciate that.
No, I got pulled over in I got pulled over here in Warren County. Now I had a brake light that was out, so oh well.
But dude, it's always something, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is, brother. But look, I love talking to you. You're just so fun. You said, look, you know, I'll come on and do the show. I'm sorry, you know, the last segment got that long there. But
oh, that's okay. Look, you're providing a great public service, and I'm sure you got a lot of listeners out there that appreciate the variety and the availability of different types of people to come on and share their points of view. And that's a great thing about Blog Talk Radio. You know, you get all kinds of points of view, and you get some good discussions going. Maybe we can have one this afternoon.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I know that you know that my brother Michael B. is instrumental in getting the Chris Kyle statue moved over to Texas. We talked about that last time I talked. And this thing is just taking off, brother. And I'm just saying, if there's any way that we can do something for the artist Greg Mara to help him, to help reimburse him or whatever. But, you know, that's up to you.
There's always an opportunity to help like-minded patriots do good things, do good deeds. And what I would suggest is send me an email with some specifics. And I'm being very serious here. Send me an email with some specifics to my legislative email address, Bing, if you don't mind, and let me see what I can't do about reaching out to some of my colleagues up on Capitol Hill. There, you'd be surprised how many like-minded people there are. Now, I don't believe we're in the majority yet, but there's a significant minority, and we're quite vocal. So let's see what we can do. So if you would drop me an email when we get done today, I would really appreciate that. Let me see what I can do with it.
You guys are out there. You guys are coming up strong. I wanted to get in your wrap-up, the TN wrap, and I kind of would like to make a sandwich or have some restaurant make a sandwich out of this, because I think it would be great, man, the TN wrap. I mean, what would that include?
Well, as long, Michael,
a lot of bacon.
I mean, being as long as it's got some red meat in it, I'm fine. But if you're talking about a veggie wrap, count me out, bro.
No veggie wrap, Joe.
No, I'm not interested in the veggie wrap. So it's got to have some real red meat in it, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's Barbara laughing. Joe, we're talking to Joe, Representative Joe Carr from Las Casas, up in the 48th District. You serve Murfreesboro and all that, the surrounding area.
I serve the eastern half of Rutherford County, which is Middle Tennessee State University, a good portion of Murfreesboro, but a lot of rural communities. But generally, I serve patriots in Tennessee who believe that the first principles of personal responsibility, individual liberty, and state sovereignty have long been forgotten, but who want to rekindle that flame and fan that flame with the wind, quite honestly with a wind from God that says, you know what, these principles, these first principles that our country was founded on are worth returning to. So while my focus and my district is in Rutherford County, I serve all those patriots in Tennessee.
Well, yeah, you basically serve everybody in Tennessee, you know. So,
I do.
But yeah, and I'll tell you what, you're doing a good job, man. I'll tell you what, you make some sense. You are one of the people that makes sense out there. I wanted to go over some of the bills and so on, some of the committee bills and everything else that's came out, H.R. 42.
Yeah.
If you can touch on some of these and
sure.
knock
and
these out of the ballpark.
Yeah, let me just, HB 42, HR would be a House resolution, which really doesn't have the effect of law. HB is a House bill, which if passed and signed in would have the effect of law. And I'm going to read it real just briefly because the part that's relevant is worth getting absolutely correct. And it says, in the first section, any federal law, statute, rule, regulation or executive order implemented or executed shall be unenforceable within the borders of this state if the law, state, statute, rule or regulation or executive order attempts to ban or restrict ownership of a semi-automatic firearm, firearm accessory, or ammunition. And what we're trying to do with that bill is we're trying, as a sovereign state, as defined in the 10th Amendment, to push back on the federal government's ever encroaching and ever relenting assail on our Bill of Rights. And it just happens that, and it's not an accident, that this assault on the Bill of Rights is coming through the Second Amendment. Because in many ways, not exclusively, but in many ways, the Second Amendment protects the other nine. Because if you can disarm the public, if you can disarm the populace, then they've got no reasonable means by which to protect themselves and the other nine amendments that constitute the Bill of Rights. And so while I am an avid Second Amendment supporter, what really gets me juiced is the 10th Amendment as defined as the sovereignty of each of these several states. And I'm very concerned that if President Obama, through executive order, rule, regulation, or congressional law, dismembers the Second Amendment, effectively what he's done is he's dismembered the entire Bill of Rights and the sovereignty of these several states. So this is my attempt to push back on all that.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, the 10th Amendment is very important. I mean, I would look at the Second Amendment, too, is also protecting the Third. Not many people actually think about the Third Amendment. We talked about this before in our last conversation. The fact that the British were taking over houses and so on
the Third Amendment specifically states no soldier shall be quartered in an individual's house unless in a time of war. And we've got specifically in a manner prescribed by law. And so, you know, the fact of the matter is if we take away the Second Amendment, what defense does the population have against a tyrannical government? And we got to remember, the Bill of Rights, all 10 of the amendments that make up the Bill of Rights were constructed to push back against the tyranny of government, specifically King George III of England. And I think we have, over the last 230 years, we've let our guard down to believe that that can't happen again. And whenever a ruling political class rise to power and they believe themselves to be above the law, then what they end up doing is dictating to those, the rest of us, the unelected, you know, what they believe will keep them in power or the status quo. And many times that means an infringement of our Bill of Rights, which is why I filed HB 42.
Well, I think a lot of times it means an infringement. I mean, you know, anytime a politician wants to get in the middle of something else, it means an infringement, or it means that they're going to change something that, you know, maybe might not be right for us. You know, I used to think, you know, I was reading a constitutional lawyer the other day talking about, you know, back in the days we didn't have police organizations and that kind of thing. We had a sheriff that would get together a posse of people that were armed or that he deputized and would go after a certain individual. And,
right.
You know, I'm thinking, what happened that? Did we just, you know, come
on? You know what? I honestly, that may be a cultural or societal question best left for sociologists. But I think what, as our society or culture evolved, there are through technologies, there's no question we've got more complex. And I certainly wouldn't want to, for a minute, to impugn the integrity of law enforcement officials. But I think what we've gotten to is we've gotten to the place where instead of allowing free and fair markets to determine the winners and losers, we've used government as a tool to make that determination, and we use law enforcement as a means to make sure to execute those unfair laws. So I think that's where we've crossed the boundary. And I certainly wouldn't impugn the integrity of law enforcement. But moreover, I would call into question the integrity and honor of our political officials in that regard. And I'm one of them. I mean, I'm talking about me here, because here I am an elected official and I'm giving myself down the road a little bit. But I see from the inside out how things are transacted, and it's sometimes you get a little discouraged. You do.
Oh well, definitely. I can see that. I mean, I definitely can see that. I mean, you also got House Bill 0102, okay?
Yeah.
And that was introduced way back, 2009? It's been introduced, I think, even before that, but maybe not this certain bill.
Oh,
but
I think you're talking about the eminent domain bill?
No, this is the where distilleries may be located in the state.
Oh, yeah. That's the distillery bill. I passed that bill in 2009, and what that basically is a cleanup bill, because the distillery bill essentially regulates who can open up a distillery as defined by those communities or those counties that have held what's called a double referendum. The double referendum is the package liquor by the drink or package retail sales in the community. If you've had those two double referendums in your county, then you don't. What we're saying is you don't need a third referendum. The local county government, i.e. the county commission, can make that determination. All this bill does is say the county commission shall not determine for a city that doesn't want a distillery. It can't make that determination for them. Each city within the county and each county through its unincorporated areas can make that decision separately. So we're just giving more local control to local government.
Yeah, so you're just cleaning it up.
We're just cleaning it up. That's exactly what we're doing. Exactly. That's all it is.
So what else is happening up there, Joe? We are not in the know here, man. So we need the Joe in the know. You know what I mean?
Well, let me tell you something that I did. I don't know if you know, there's a guy, a radio host in the early morning called Ralph Bristol.
Yes.
I'll give Ralph a free plug on WTN 99.7. He is a great conservative, a strong libertarian thinker. And I have the opportunity to be on his show pretty regularly on Tuesday mornings from about 7 to 7:30. And late last year, Ralph is always thinking outside the box. And Ralph posed the challenge to me. He said, Joe, he said, have you ever thought about forming a Tenth Amendment caucus?
Yeah,
and
I had confessed that
I had not. He said, I would just strongly urge you, Joe, to consider that. So, quite honestly, after serious thought and serious prayer, that's exactly what we did. We in the Tennessee General Assembly, and as far as I know, we're the first state General Assembly in the country to form such a caucus. We formed the Tenth Amendment Caucus. I asked Representative Judd Matheny from down in Coffee County, who also represents part of Warren. I asked him, I said, Judd, will you co-chair this with me? And he said, absolutely yes. And we have got now, I bet you, close to 20 members of the 10th Amendment Caucus. And what the 10th Amendment Caucus is designed to do is very, very simple. we look at every piece of legislation, whether we're carrying it or voting on it, through the prism of the following. Does it promote, does it maintain, and does it defend the sovereignty of Tennessee as defined in the 10th Amendment? Because what we want to do is we want to start pushing back on the federal government, again, about its ever-encroaching federal law on our sovereignty of state. And if you'll bear with me, I want to remind the listeners that the 10th Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively, and get this thing, or to the people. And the 10th Amendment is the capstone on the other nine. It's the umbrella. And and there was a great debate, and I shared this with listeners before, there was a great debate when they were wrangling over the Bill of Rights and all this, the first 10 amendments, about whether it was even necessary to have a 10th Amendment, because if you'll read the Bill of Rights, there's a very federalist theme throughout the first nine amendments of the Bill of Rights, i.e. federalist meaning the sovereignty of the states, the emphasis on individual responsibility, personal liberty, and state sovereignty. But the founders felt so strongly that there needs to be that unequivocal exclamation point with regard to the sovereignty of the state that they put it in there. And so, and I thank God that they did, because it's that important. And it's the thing that if we're going to rescue this country, it's got to be through these several states, because nobody disputes, Bing, nobody disputes that Washington is broken, horribly broken, so broken they haven't passed a budget in almost 4 years. Even if you're a liberal Democrat, you have to concede that it's broken. So if Washington is broken, then how, the rhetorical question is, how can Washington be the answer? It can't. So if Washington is broken and it's not the answer, then what's the answer? The answer is the states. And that's why we established the 10th Amendment Caucus. And your listeners can go to our website, www.10thamendmentcaucus.org, to get some information if they're interested. And I'm sorry for being long-winded. Sorry.
Definitely. I'm sorry. I'm going to get in some trouble with our program director for the breaks, but I don't care. I mean, we got a jam-packed show today, and I do care. But anyways, you are one of the 10th Amendment supporters in this state, and there's somebody that I think would like to talk to you or ask you a question on that.
Sure, that's fine.
And that's Kurt Blackwood. He's a supporter of yours. Kurt, welcome to the show again. You got a question for Mr. Carr?
Oh, hey, nothing pops right to my mind. Hey, Representative Carr, hey, it's good to have you on the show. Fantastic job there. Keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Representative Carr, it's been great, and I tell you what, I need to move on a little bit. But
that's fine. I said you got a full show.
We got a full show. And if you want to stick around, you can stay on the line, and we've got a roundtable that we normally do it towards the end of the show. We got Michael coming up, my host. That actually is going to have a lot more information on the Chris Kyle statute, so you're welcome to stay tuned. And if not, thank you so much for being on our show. Representative Joe Carr from Las Casas, 48th District, Tennessee. Let's do this again,
and like I said, we can do that sandwich. Just make sure that sandwich is not a vegetarian sandwich. It's a meat sandwich, brother.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll pile the meat up high, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, sir. Barbara, I mean, is that guy, he is up top.
That's awesome.
He is on top of everything, I'm telling you. This guy is carrying so many bills, it's unbelievable. But, yeah, we do have to get some ran over. Oh, I'm going to get killed.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope he's hanging out with some of the North Carolinian representatives, because some of them are on board and some of them are just not. Unfortunately, the rep in my area just is not. He told me that the Constitution was complicated when I asked him questions about it, And yeah, it's really not complicated at all.
It's not complicated. It ain't really complicated when you understand it. It might be complicated
right.
if you're some kind of kid coming out of high school anymore, you know, that's being taught this CPAC thing and everything, but or whatever it is. But anyway,
well, actually, it's complicated. It's complicated when you have an agenda and it doesn't work in your favor.
Oh well, yeah. But, then it gets it's not complicated. It just gets confusing. Okay, and
yeah,
then you
gotta
blame it on Bush. You gotta blame it on Bush or something else. So,
you better get some breaks in there, otherwise you're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, let me go ahead and read a few, and we'll get Michael on here. Sorry.
And we also have Brandon from the Patriot Guard.
Yeah, I see Brandon over there. This might be my last show, folks, but. But anyways, no, I want to say, look, if you're conservativenationradio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. I don't know if they use drones yet, but we'll find out. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on that LifeLock banner.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right, but don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Feed the pig!
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times. But take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back on conservativenationradio.org. And so does the patriotism. Welcome back to the show. We got Michael. We got a lot of people on board here, so get your calls in. I'm going to go ahead and bring my brother Michael from another mother here in on board. Michael from another Michael. I'm like, oh, man, it's been a long night, dude. How you doing, Michael?
Wait, it's just Michael from another Michael.
Yeah, that's what he said. You heard him right.
I was trying to replicate myself or yourself. I don't know. Something.
Hey, brother, you're doing a great job today. I'm sitting here beside my brother, Carl Wallen, and his wife, Jill. They're the drivers that brought the Chris Kyle Memorial statue from Florida to Texas. I'm going to bring them on here in just a second, but there's one piece of business I want to knock out first. I woke up this morning... And to our 400 or 500 listeners that listen to us, I'm trying to find out who it is that runs the TeaParty.net website. They posted on their Facebook page, they're fundraising on behalf of this Chris Kyle Memorial statue, and promising that there's going to be a Tea Party plaque on the statue. And I just, for our part, because Conservative Nation Radio, you, brother being you, Sister Barbara, Teresa, all of us at Conservative Nation Radio, we've been working hard to promote this on behalf of Greg Law and Gene Sweeney, and there's no Tea Party organization. The only organization other than Carl and Carol and AmericanPatriotsAndArt.com, which is the only legitimate place to go and make a donation, the only quote-unquote political thing, which we've kept politics out of this, and I'm so proud of our team, is Conservative Nation Radio. So there's a post out there on that Facebook page, and Carl and Carol and all of us were blasting them. Go ahead.
Well, Michael, you might want to get a little bit better connection, but if you can, but if not, that's cool. But yeah, we know who you're talking about. We brought these people up to light before, but people don't understand or realize or maybe pay attention to it. But this is part of the Tea Party, Tea Party Nation. This is all part of them. And I don't know. I'm not going to sit there because I don't want to get into some kind of legal issue with them, but the deal is that that's who is involved with this. These are pyramid marketers. They, in my opinion, they don't care about you. They don't care about anybody.
And it's
sad. It's freaking sad, man. I'll tell you what. I'm about ready to go off on somebody right now. But, it is. I was wondering why you said that earlier. But, yeah, it's sad. It's sad that they sit there and they scam on people that do this. You have to vet what kind of group you're in, okay? If you want to be in a group, you don't have to be in a group. You could be in just by yourself. And it bugs me so much, Michael, that these people would sit there and take advantage of something like this for their own,
absolutely,
for their own purpose.
Absolutely.
You know, Michael, I don't even like talking about this. This to me is a private issue, but the thing is that you are so involved with this, and this is so important to the country because this is a freaking hero. This guy is a hero. He's not Barack Obama's not a hero. This guy's a hero. Chris Kyle is a hero. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, and I just wanted to bring that up from the get-go, but I want to move beyond it, Brother Bing, because this is a very joyous thing. And I'm fixing to hand the phone to Carl Wallen, the man, half the team, half of the great team that got the statue here, and let them talk a little bit to y'all and tell us the story about driving from Florida, coming through Austin. And I'm not going to spill the beans because something happened that tells us that God really works in ways beyond our comprehension. Something happened at the state cemetery when Carl and Carol pulled in with the statue so that our brothers, our Native American brothers and sisters, could have a spirit merging ceremony between Chris, where he's resting in the Great Lone Star State, and the statue that Carl and Carol were carrying. And there was a busload of kids there, and I'm going to let him tell the story. That's all I'm going to say. That's the little tease for the moment. My throat's really sore. I'm tired. It's been a long 4 or 5 days. It's all I can do to choke back the tears right now. I'm so glad. I'm so honored to know the people that I call, and Carol and Gene Sweeney and Greg Mara, my new blood brother. My brother James Floor has been involved in this with us. We're here at the Foundry now. We've spent the last 2 days with the Kyle family. I've gotten to share in stories with Wayne Kyle. I kept calling him Mr. Kyle, and he finally looked at me. He said, Mike, he said, I know that's a Texas thing, and I appreciate the respect, but please call me Wayne. Debbie did the same thing. Taya did the same thing. Yesterday, I embraced was embraced by a widow with kids who said, thank you for everything you've done, from a father or from a mother who's mourning the loss of her son, and from a father who lost his boy. And
it's a terrible thing, Michael. A
lot of good people that are working hard to honor this man, which honors not only Texas, but it honors America. and it honors all of our brothers and sisters that have served. The face on it is Chris Kyle. Maybe we're a little boisterous here in Texas, but, you know, that's just the way we roll here. But, you know what, I'm going to give the phone to my brother, Carl Wallen, and ask him, ask him any question you want. He's a good man. I'm sitting out here in this beautiful rig of his, and I'll put some pictures on the Facebook page for Soldiers of Patriotism of this rig. But I wanted to tell you all the story of getting him and Carol getting that statue here, and especially the stopping in Austin at the State Cemetery. And, you know, the news was hounding me on Thursday. They had a chopper in the air. Our brothers and sisters that are listening to us, you know how much it costs to run a chopper. They were so committed. And they called me and they said, Michael, we're going to set the chopper down in Waxahachie because they were running late from Austin. They sat it down 20 minutes at the convention center waiting for the train to get to Waxahachie so they could escort from the air these guys into Arlington along with the Patriot Guard. We've got Brandon Beard, my new brother Brandon Beard, who did a great tribute, and it was posted on our Conservative Nation website. So we'll get Carl on and then get Brandon on. And I'm going
yeah,
to
we also.
In. I'm going to call in on my cell phone, and we'll get Greg on, and we'll get Team Sweeney on. This is a great day in America, a great weekend in America. So with that, here's my brother Carl Wallen.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Get your voice together, brother.
Carl,
yeah, tell Michael to get his voice together so he can handle Duke, because I've missed about every single break I've needed.
I think part of his voice had to do with that peace pipe he was talking on the other day during the ceremony.
Oh, there you go. But yeah, I'll get in trouble.
Supposed to fix that with a shot of whiskey, isn't he?
Hey, whiskey and lemon. You know that always works. Honey, whiskey and lemon, that works for me.
There you go.
So you came from Florida.
Yeah, we did. First of all, I'd like to express, I used to live in Texas a while back, so I know how you guys roll out here. My wife's from New York. She's never experienced Texas. First of all, the turnout, you know, Texas is an amazing state. The people here are awesome. My wife is basically pressuring me. She wants to leave Florida and move to Texas now. So thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Well, you can stop in Tennessee. I'm in Tennessee, actually.
Well, Tennessee's a great place.
You can stop up here, too, because we love Texas.
No, we have no issue with Tennessee either. We enjoy Tennessee. But in order to get to where we're at here, I gotta start with how this all came about. A gentleman by the name of Gene Sweeney, and I'll try and keep this as short, sweet as I can. My wife was in New York during the attacks on 9/11, witnessed a second plane hit the towers firsthand, knocked people down in her building, knocked her down. It was a tragedy for everybody that had witnessed it firsthand, as well as our whole country. The gentleman that helped spearhead getting the statue up here had spearheaded a tribute called the 9/11 Victims Fallen Military Heroes Memorial in Venice, Florida, where three of the nine hijackers were trained. It's the first memorial in the United States to honor our fallen military men and women in the war on terror. Our local newspaper, The Observer, my wife had called me. I was on the road, and she had expressed to me about how they're trying to get the memorial together. And, you know, everything was through donations and materials and time. You know, nothing was taxpayer money. And just like with the statue here, you know, that.
Hello?
Are you guys okay? You got it?
Yeah, we're there.
Okay. So I'm trying to keep it short for you, but as you know, trying to get contributions and donations when it's not a taxpayer out of the taxpayer's pocket, you know, it's a little more involved. But anyways, we hauled a piece of steel from JFK Airport down to Venice, Florida, and met with Gene Sweeney, got involved with him. got a relationship together. It was a huge honor to be able to do that, to give back to the people and pay tribute to the people of the parish as well as our military. We were out on the road. I had read Chris Kyle's book, The American Sniper. My wife will tell you, to get me to read a book is an amazing thing. She couldn't believe that my nose was in that book every free second I had. To find out about his tragic death, I was very shocked by it. A few weeks later, I receive a email kind of hinting toward the fact that we're looking for a transporter because we're involved with a local artist from our hometown of Sarasota that has done this tribute for Chris Kyle and the Kyle family. Wasn't even a second thought. We picked up the phone, said we're all on board with this. You know, he's a great man. This isn't political. This isn't about a war. This is about honoring a hero and a patriot of America and the men and women in uniform that have sacrificed so that we can be free and fought for this Constitution and their families. You know, a lot of people forget about the families and the sacrifices the families make. And it wasn't even a second thought to do this. We were very honored to do this and just very blown away by the response we've gotten from the people that were on board with this.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I am so amazed at the talent and everybody, not just Greg Mara, the artist, who is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, this guy is inspired by God. He has to be. But I mean, you've got people like yourself that truck these things, riggers and so on, that truck these things in and out of different places and so on. And I mean, it all of you are taking time out of your day, out of your lives, to get this going. What I'm trying to ascertain is, okay, right now it's at the Foundry, correct?
Yes, sir, it is at the Foundry. Greg has been working with the family, refining the statue. It's a wonderful, wonderful looking piece. It's awesome. But yes, it is at the Foundry.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, man. It's like, you know, I tell you what, I can't wait to when it gets to its final resting place, which I don't know where that's going to be right yet. But if you got any hints, let me know. But I want to take my family out there and see that. And I'll meet Michael too while I'm out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's no insight as to where the statue is going to be placed yet. You know, we still kind of have a long road to travel. They're estimating the cost of bronze in this thing to be about $85,000. So you know, it's still a little bit of a ways to go yet. But we're going to get there. You know, this is Texas. You know, it's like, you know, it'll get done. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, and we got we'll have links, and I think Teresa or somebody will post a link for the donation. Unless you got one, we can go Greg Mara's web. Greg Mara, his website.
Yeah, it'll be AmericanPatriotsAndArt.com is the only official place to go and place donations. And as Michael alluded to earlier, there's a lot of places. You know, it's this TeaParty.net that it showed up and talked about, you know, they're taking donations, it's a scam. AmericanPatriotsAndArt.com is the only place you can go to make a legit, unless you come personally to the Foundry during the viewing today and make a donation.
Yeah, and I tell you what, anybody that is sitting there that can talk to TeaPartyNation.net, tell them they're scamming. Seriously.
Yeah. It's just
on your own behalf, okay? I'm not going to sit there and start a riot or nothing like that, but these people have bugged us before. We all know about them, okay? We know who's involved on them. We just have to root them out.
Giving a bad name to the rest of the Tea Party because, you know, I think.
Yes, Barbara, it knocks us all down, you know, because these people sat there. I can't go into it probably for some legal problems, but I'm just saying, watch where you give your money to. The only certified site here is GregMara.com.
Let me correct. American Patriots and Art.com.
Yes,
American
Patriots.
It's the only
Patriots,
legitimate site to go to donate. So if it's anything other than that, you don't donate to them.
Or you can send it right to Greg himself. I've got Brandon.
There's actually a thing. So getting away from the negative, because we don't want to pitch for these people. So this is how we got wrapped up in this. Gene got involved with Greg. Collaborated with them to do a generic seal to go down to the 9/11 memorial in Venice, and then Chris Kyle was killed, and the statue totally changed direction. It was to honor Chris Kyle. It was to honor the other American military people. We jumped on board with it right away. It was the right thing to do. It was our way to give back to people that have given so much for us. We left out of Florida. The owner of the company I drive for, Tom Abrams, with Reliable Carriers, he was all on board with this. I was concerned about, with the clientele that we had, that it would become a political issue. And he said, at the end of the day, this is about somebody that did the right thing. He said, you guys go do it. And we did it. And it just so worked out when you talk about divine intervention. If you believe in a higher being, one of our first stops was actually Austin, Texas. And, Chris Kyle was buried in Austin. We found out about the Cherokee Nation being involved in this. They got in touch with us. Greg had told me that, he felt that there was going to be a morphing or a spiritual event between the statue and the gravesite when we got up there. Of course, we got up there. Somebody came out and did a spiritual ceremony. And it just so happened that day we were up there, there was a Christian school. Don't quote me on this, but most of the children that were in that school that were there were from their hometown of Midlothian. And they actually had a big flower wreath to place on Chris Kyle's grave. They came in, they all looked at the statue. I mean, it was an amazing event. I mean, it was just like one of those things that was meant to be.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. Well, I've been that way all night, man. I was watching the Patriot Guard sitting there escorting this, and I was just I literally was crying. I was crying, and
yeah,
I don't normally do that. And my wife came in. I'm starting to tear up now, but I need to do a short commercial. Can you hang with us a little bit, Bubba?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm going to get Brandon on here too. But Barbara, Conservatives Respect Pioneers, and Brenda Ward has been with ConservativeNationRadio.org since the very beginning. Michelle Malkin, Laura Ingram, Ann Coltrane, Monica Crowley have nothing on Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and yourself, Barbara Buffing, Tuesday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. It's a place to hear from real women who are real patriots. So let your voice be heard. Incidentally, conservative guys, you're welcome to. You can come on over to the BNP crew. Women Patriots with Brenda Warren, Barbara Buffing on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Read real conservatism for real conservatives. I guess I'm going to be helping you out on your show next week, right?
Yes, because Brenda's going to be mingling with her governor.
Oh, mingling.
Well,
I hope your tongue is out of your mouth, where you can talk better than I am, because I'm having a hard time with this today, man. But anyways,
we'll bring Brandon in, and we'll have Brandon talk about their experiences.
Yeah, let's get the round table going here, because I know I've got people here that just want to talk about, like, what happened, everything detailed about your trip. So let's go ahead and bring Brandon in.
Okay,
hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
We're back on the air again, I take it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
I'm not.
First of all, I'd like to tell Brandon what an emotional video. That video was absolutely amazing. And my wife, I've watched it every morning that I've gotten up, and I've had tears in my eyes when I got done with it. So kudos to you, my friend.
Dude, that, yes, kudos. That video has to go viral. Let's make it so, people. That is just so, I'm sitting there tearing up myself right now.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that I've learned to do in my adult life, and that's make grown men cry.
Well, you're doing it.
I'm a female. I always cry.
Yeah, Barbara can cry.
It's natural for me.
I'm not supposed to do it. You know, I had tears dripping down my eyes watching that, you know, and then I watched a couple of your other videos as well. And you guys are doing some great, fantastic things, and it's just – you know, with the Westboro Church and that kind of stuff, you know, I guess we can get over that. But the thing is that with this is that you stepped up to the plate and you did something that was pretty much remarkable.
Well, and I've got to throw it to my brothers and sisters. I'm one of 1,500 North Texas Patriot Guard riders and one of 300,000 across this country. And I think all of us give in a different way. Shooting video and putting the things together. I've had mothers and children and Gold Star parents and across the board thank me for some of those videos. So it's really, I ride with the Patriot Guard for passion, and I make videos out of love, and I hope that comes through somewhat. But I can tell you, as a PGR member that rode everything from Chad Littlefield's service to all the events associated with Chris Kyle, I really didn't know what to expect in Waxahachie when we met Carl. And he opened up his truck and saw the statue. Absolutely amazing piece of art. It at that moment became a very emotional event. And to bring something like that back home after riding all the events associated with Chris Kyle was just absolutely amazing.
Oh, I tell you what, that has to be something that you'll go to your grave, you know, telling your children and stepchildren and grandchildren. That, you know, that is something that, you know, that's to be proud of. That really is. Because you stepped up to the plate when a lot of people, you know, didn't. I mean, you guys are out there in the forefront a lot of times. And, it, you know, you don't get a lot of notice.
Well, you know, I hope part of that is intentional. We started off with kind of a motto that said riding with respect. And I think the assumption was going to be that we were going to spend the majority of our time riding motorcycles. And in subsequent years, we changed that motto to say standing tall and silent, because really what we do is represent a flag. The majority of the guys are, it was referenced before, standing on the sidelines at Cowboys Stadium. We don't want people to see us. We want people to see that flag that we're holding. And it's the same flag that's on the back of our motorcycles. And that is the meaning to us now, is representing that flag and truly respecting and honoring these soldiers.
Well, if you guys got some time, I mean, I'd like to bring in some other callers. We got some callers on the line here for a while.
Well, Brandon, thank you for what you do. You know, I ride too, and, you know, just knowing what you could do as a biker, it's just awesome.
We're always surprised that they invite a bunch of nasty-looking bikers to these events, so it's truly our pleasure.
We always get the back room wherever we go, if we go to a restaurant.
Waffle House.
It's actually pretty handsome, though.
I'm gonna bring
am I all live, guys?
Yeah, everybody is, man. I'm going to bring Ron in. I'm going to bring our round table in, Michael, if that's all right with you,
well,
man. I don't have to ask you because I'm running the show here.
I just got a phone call from TeaParty.net, and Gene stepped outside to handle the issue that we've been dealing with this morning.
Okay.
So he'll be back in a minute, and I'm going to put him on. As soon as I get my phone back, I'm going to walk into the foundry, and I'm going to grab Greg. And Carl, who's or Larry, who is the head, Brandon could probably tell us a little bit more about Larry King, about Keith, about Larry. But I'm going to grab him and get him on, get Greg on. I want to get Gene on as soon as he gets off the phone with this fellow from T40.net. But in the interim period of time, I want to hand the phone to Mrs. Sweeney, who's been a very big part of this with Gene. And
you know, behind every good man is a good woman. And I'm going to try to get Carol Wallen on the phone as well. So
I'm glad you said that, Michael.
If you know it.
He's right.
Behind every good man is a strong woman. So this is Sweeney. I want to get her on with Good Brother and let her talk a little bit about this.
All right. Thanks.
Well,
yeah, thank you.
I'm without a voice right now. I am absolutely awed by this experience. I don't know where to go with it. My husband has a passion, and I do, and it's this country. And I have nothing else to say that we're doing what we need to do as Americans. And I don't know what else to say.
You know, sometimes the simplest explanations are the best, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that works for me. I mean, you do what you have to do or what you can do or what you want to do, and that's what works. That's why we are all Americans. We're not communists and socialists and so on. So, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for what everything that you've done. And everything that your husband has done, and everything that everybody has done on this event, and when the statue is in place, I want to come see it.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there.
Conservative
I'll be there
Nation Radio will be a part of it.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And I'm proud to be.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've met so many great people in life and so on. And since I met Michael, actually before that, but, you know, since I met Michael, it's just I've met so many great people that are in the cause to right this country back from the wrongs that it's been dealt with. So you guys keep doing what you're doing. I would like to get a couple people on the line, if I could, to ask questions. I know we got questions.
I had to get on the radio.
Well, I'm here.
I'm going to bring Ron in. Ron from Georgia. How you doing, brother? Welcome to
I'm doing fine. I'm sitting back listening. I like what I'm hearing. Y'all keep going.
All right, brother.
Thanks,
you got any questions as far as?
Nah, I'm good. I understand. I like hearing Mel on there. That was big. That's going to be a highlight for me.
Oh,
need
yeah.
To talk to her a little bit more serious. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that, brother.
Yeah.
I'll let that. I'm going to stay away from that. But thank you so much, man.
You're very welcome. Doing good job.
Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead.
We had Boyd on the line there for a while, so grab him.
Okay, I'm not going to grab Boyd, okay? He's a big dude.
Okay.
Hey, Boyd, welcome to Soldiers Patriotism.
Yeah, and if you do grab me, if you do grab me, Bing, it'll be the last time you ever grabbed anything with that hand.
Well, that's what I figured. In other words,
I have a good show.
So how you doing, Boyd? I mean, what do you think about today's show? What do you think about? You got any questions? You got anything that you want to interject? I love Joe Carr, man. Joe Carr is just cool. I just love this guy.
No, I just am sitting back listening and loving what I'm hearing. I'm glad to have got to hear the voice of my former captor, Miss Mel, and. She did very good for the mean woman that she is.
No, she was there. She was there at the stadium, and she wrote it in her blog, Perfection Under a Red Umbrella, and it's just a great blog. I encourage everybody to check it out. And let me grab a couple other people. We got Scott Osborne over here. Scott is all. He's been a longtime friend of Soldiers of Patriotism and ConservativeNationRadio.org. And Scott, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Uncle Bing, Michael, and everybody. You're doing a great show. I have a real hard time on Sundays because we have a lot of potlucks and different things, and a lot of times I'm not home by 3. But today we got it off, got here in time, and you guys are doing a great job. you know, this is what it's all about right here. You know, Michael and I on Conservatives Coast to Coast every Monday night, almost always we get back to, we got to get everybody working. And what you guys are doing is ground troops. And we got plenty of people out on the internet willing to help and share and do things, but it's the ground troops that get it done. And this is
absolutely
one of those jobs. And with the Patriot Guard, too, you know, talk about a great group of people. I'm signed up there, and I get the emails. And each time we lose somebody here in the state of California, I get an email, and I can't ever really go. But I re-forward those emails sometimes and to people that I know that might. And two great examples of taking what we do. Blog Talk Radio is great. Twitter's great. Facebook's great. But if it's not for the ground troops, it doesn't work. And, you know, Michael, you know I'm proud of you in this. Conservative Nation Radio, wow. In 2 years, I've watched you go from, I think I'll do a blog talk show to this great thing. So that's about what I got to say. I'll pass it back and continue listening. But great job, guys.
Thanks,
thank
Scott.
Thank you so much, Scott. You're just a great
Brenda,
patriot.
Brenda, being, am
Scott,
I still on?
Actually,
yeah,
Brandon, do you guys have a website, Brandon?
We do. There is a national website. The website that we have here locally for Texas is txpgr.org. I don't go to the national too often. Most of our events, we average about one a day, are right there on a calendar for us. So same thing. We get everything off in an email.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
We're fixing to bring in Larry Key, actually, and get him on in on this. But, you know, Brandon, brother, man, I love you, my man. Teresa, our general manager, she posted the video that you did. And as soon as it came through, I got a push notification. And I walked outside of the boundary, Brandon, and you've been here, you know what I'm talking about. And I started to watch it. I looked 5 seconds into it, and I paused it and backed it up. And I ran into the foundry, and Wayne, Kyle, and Taya were sitting there, and Debbie. And I said, I can't watch this first. And I handed them my iPhone, and I said, just press that little arrow. You've got to see this, our brother Brandon did, this video, this tribute to getting the statue here to Arlington. And brother, I gotta tell you, I've been watching it, listening to that song. I want to know who that artist is. I've tried my eyeballs out, Brandon, and I want to thank you.
I can absolutely promise you that it is my pleasure and my honor to do so. It's just trying to give a little bit back to a family that gave so much to us.
Yeah,
well,
Brandon, I'm kind of curious on that too. Is who's that artist singing that?
That
the woman.
You know, it's Angels on the Moon, and the artist is Thriving Ivory.
Thriving Ivory.
Yes, sir.
That is a great song, man.
It really is.
It touched my soul. It was like, and it just fit the video just perfectly, perfectly.
Well, hey, guys.
Had my husband crying, too.
I've got Larry Key sitting in here with me, and he's waving. He says, no, I'm not going to talk. But I'm going to hand him the phone because he's going to talk. And this is this guy came through from Texas. He's my brother, Deputy State Captain, Patriot Guard. And I'm going to hand the phone to him. And I'd like for him to, if he will, he's going to be pissed off. He's probably going to kick me. This is a big guy. Look, he's going to kick my ass when we're done. But this man came through from us. He pulled Brandon and his whole, these guys together, and what they did when they rolled into the foundry here at Arlington. You guys have heard me on radio. You know I wear my passions on my sleeve, and I cry very easy. And when they rolled in with Dallas PD, all the sheriffs that were involved from Ellis County and et cetera, and with Carl and Carol driving in with this rig. And if you watch Brandon's video, you'll get a good idea. I mean, it's going to move you. It moves you, and if you've got an ounce of patriotism in you, it makes you cry. So I want to hand the phone to Larry Key and let him talk a bit. Yeah. Tell him the story, Larry.
Yeah.
Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
Oh,
we're
I love
good.
That
Thank
draw,
you
man.
For all
you
done.
Already got it going.
like yeah, that. We've got it going.
Go ahead and tell the story.
So what's your experience and all you've done?
Bring them back up.
Well, the Patriot Guard, not what I've done, but what the Patriot Guard has done, we were involved in this from the beginning. When the tragedy happened, we were asked to participate in the funeral service at Cowboy Stadium. And we put the word out to the Guard, and we had over 452 of our members show up with flags in the service. And that's what we did on Monday for the service. Then on Tuesday, the Guard came together again. We staged along with the buses and everybody else out at Midlothian, and we proceeded with the procession from there down to Austin. And we probably had a couple of hundred motorcycles in the procession, and went down and honored Chris in Austin. And then a few days ago, I was contacted to take a group, a small group of riders down to Austin and escort Chris back to, or the statue of Chris, back to Arlington here, to the Foundry. And that's where I met Carl and Carol and this humongous truck with Chris's statue in it. And we were very honored to be able to have law enforcement at every aspect of our traveling, and to take care of us and clear the roads and that kind of thing to make it safe. But that was our involvement. We came back up on Thursday from Austin, and met everybody else at Waxahachie, and came on into the Foundry with the Dallas PD shutting down 35. I'm sure people were wondering why we were escorting a reliable truck up the road, because a lot of them probably didn't realize the statue was in there. But when the police run the escort on these things with us, anyway, they just shut down the roads. Nobody's on the roads but us.
Right. So was that something that you had planned or no? I mean,
yes, that was,
you know,
that was in the pre-planning. The PD doing that. That's the way they handle it for safety reasons. That way we don't have to worry about one of our bikes getting hit. Because there are some people out there that if they don't understand what's going on, or they're too busy texting or too busy talking on their phone, that they have a tendency to enter on into the road and right into the middle of our procession. And then all of a sudden they're going, oh, what is this? And,
yeah,
so
I've experienced that too. I ride.
Yeah,
a buddy of ours on Facebook came up with a bumper sticker that said "Drone strike, possible drone strike. Stay back 450 yards or something." You should have put, sniper targets up there and said, "Like the possible sniper, stay back 450 yards. Maybe that'll keep them off you." But yeah, that's just a great story. Was there any down points or areas where you got stuck or something like this in this trek?
No, everything went just the way it was supposed to go, the way we planned it, pretty much. Of course, the weather was not real good on Tuesday morning when we went down to Austin. It had rained all night, and when we started forming at 4 o'clock in the morning, we were going to leave at 8:30. And when we formed at 4, it was still raining and continued raining until we got to the other side of Waco, and then it started clearing off. By the time we were in Austin, There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was just blue and almost 72 degrees. It was just a perfect afternoon. So it was pretty pretty great as far as that goes.
And how long of a ride is it?
It was about 3 hours and 45 minutes. We did go nonstop going down there because we had so many vehicles and so many bikes. The Highway Patrol didn't want to make a fuel stop or anything like that. So we could only take the bikes that could go that far on this. We did send about 200 bikes down an hour earlier that could not make it, so that that would allow them to make a pit stop in Waco and then continue on down. But when we got to Austin, there were bikers, PGR riders from all over the nation. We had, I think somebody counted in excess of 1,000 bikes surrounding the cemetery down there.
Wow.
And,
that's so heartwarming.
So, yeah. What was really heartwarming was the trip down. Even in the rain, people were lining I-35 from Midlothian to Austin. There were very few areas that didn't have anybody standing along the highway. Every overpass had people on it, or fire trucks with big flags or something, all the way from Midlothian down. They estimated probably 30 to 40,000 people came out that day to honor Chris from Midlothian down to Austin.
Oh, I'm in tears, literally.
That's awesome. it's just a totally unbelievable story. You know, this man actually died helping others out, helping somebody else out that had PTSD. And I think that's something that we need to look at in this country. We need to look at this seriously.
Absolutely. You know, the you hear this all the time, you know, freedom's not free. And we have to work at it all the time to keep our greatness in the way it is. And it takes people like Chris and Chad helping out those who are having problems when they come back. That was such a honored thing for them to do. I know they didn't consider it that way. They just thought they were helping out a buddy and trying to make a difference, you know, in a small way. But look at the lives that Chris and Chad have touched since this tragedy, and how many people have changed their ideas about our freedoms and how our freedoms are acquired and how our freedoms are presented nowadays. It's changing. It's changing for the good. And it's a shame that we have to have this kind of a tragedy. But Chris has touched a lot of people all through his life, and it continues on even after his death.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody said earlier that they really didn't know, you know, they couldn't understand or comprehend what was going on, but it's because he's a hero. You know, he's an actual true hero. He's not a Hollywood made up type hero. He's a guy that got out there and got the job done. Whether you like what he did or not, he got the job done. He did what he was supposed to do, and he made us safer in the process. And,
absolutely.
And that's a hero to me. That is a true American hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get some calls in here if you got time. I don't know what Michael's doing. He's still got a hot mic, but he probably can't talk.
Actually,
phone.
Larry's on Michael's phone. Michael just called in on his phone, and then we have somebody named Larry at 904 who wanted a comment, and Melanie had a comment as well. So I'll get Michael a live mic here.
Well, let me get Kurt on real quick too. Yeah, we got you, Michael.
All right. Hey, what I'm going to do is we're out here in the rig. We're out here in this beautiful rig. Bang! Let me stop out. Let me step outside. We're out here in this beautiful rig that brought the statue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk into the foundry. I've got my brother. Let me just tell you all this story real quick. 3 weeks ago, I was listening to Bill Bennett, and I never get to listen to it. And this tells you how God moves. The minute I turn it on, I hear Gene Sweeney, and he's talking about this statue. I get in the office, and the first thing I do is I find Greg Marr, and I send an email to him. Greg sent it to Gene. Gene calls me, and that's how I get involved. So Larry's going to hand the phone to Gene. I'd still like to get Carol Wallen on the phone, but I'm going to walk into the foundry. These guys are sitting out here in this beautiful rig that transported it. So when you get a chance to bring Gene on, I'm going to walk into the foundry. I'm going to grab Greg, and we're going to give you the whole inside story on this thing.
All right, brother.
Okay.
Let me see. We're coming up on a little break here, so let's go ahead and deal with that real quick, Barb. I'm going to take everybody and put them on me.
Okie doke.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Hig and Resch sent you. TheThirdLantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yeah, and we're back on Soldiers of Patriotism.
OFF Ross.
On this Sunday. And we're fixing and winding down the show. But, Michael, go ahead. Are you still there, brother?
Hi. Yeah, this is Gene Sweeney.
Oh, hi, Gene. How you doing?
Just loving Texas.
Gotta love that.
You can probably tell I'm not from around here.
You're
from Florida,
like
right?
via 100 years ago, New York City, where they make the best picante sauce in the world, via Atlanta, Georgia, via Sarasota.
Well, tell us your story on that. This fantastic episode, this fantastic trek that you guys went on.
Oh, it's Paul Harvey, the great Texas commentary guy, had a tagline. It was called "And Now You Know the Rest of the Story." Well, you've been talking with our colleagues, our beautiful new friends. You just spent some time with Larry. Let me tell you, the brotherhood has come together, and that doesn't just mean brotherhood as in males. There's a lot of ladies involved in this that have really joined it as part of the team, and this has taken a life onto itself, which is an incredible tribute to the human spirit, to replace and to bring back gallantry, valor, and honor and tribute to our active military, and of course the ultimate for those who gave all to fallen heroes.
Well, that of course is something that you know, has been reached out here on the internet and so on, and it's something that has touched all of us. How quickly you guys got this going, and how much you were able to accomplish, but we still have, you know, things to do, don't we?
We do. Thank you for appreciating the actual warp speed that we've been working on. When Gregory and I decided on the day that Chris was unfortunately killed, listening to the news, and I won't go in epic proportion, but I immediately called Greg and said, you know, the generic Navy SEAL statue that we were working on to eventually present to the Navy SEAL Foundation and or Navy SEAL Museum needed to be now transformed into a life-sized statue to Chris Kyle, the American sniper, the greatest American sniper in U.S. military history.
I doing my radio
never
show?
A question, right, and that started following
it.
Monday.
Brandon's already been on. Larry's already been on. Gene's talking
yep.
right now. In just a minute, I'd like to hand you the phone.
Sorry?
Oh, somebody put Michael's mic hot. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't know what was there. So anyway, that's where we were, and that's where we are. So we have nonstop since Monday, February 4th, is when Gregory put his hands in the clay and has transformed what was a generic sculpture to a life-size tribute to our dear brother, Chris Kyle.
It is a tribute, and it's an astounding tribute. It is a work of God, in my opinion. That's the way I look at it, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm going to open up the lines for everybody on our roundtable because we're getting close. We've got about 7 minutes left to the end of the show. And what I'm going to do is have Melody, you've been holding on for a little while. Do you want to say something real quick?
Thanks, Bing. I just wanted to thank the Patriot Guard riders. The ring of them around the stadium was just unbelievable. And I don't care how scruffy they look. A Patriot's a Patriot in my book. You know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
The only
definitely.
Colors I'm interested in are how red, white, and blue you are. Beyond that, I don't, you know, that's my prerequisite for if you're in my circle. That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. Well, that,
and I've gone to other events and stood outside when there have been threats of Westboro and Code Pink wackos saying that they're going to show up. And any of the times that I've attended and just stood outside the church, I've never seen any of the nutcases. And I think it's because the Patriot Guard does such a great service to the families by protecting them from the nutcases of the world that would dishonor those people. I'll tell you, if everybody had the lesson that my dad gave me when I was 17 of having to attend hundreds of funerals and thank hundreds of families, well, you know, after he had played taps at the ceremonies at Arlington Cemetery, I think their hearts would be in a different place.
They'd be thinking a different story there, Melody. Thank you so
yeah,
much
absolutely.
Today for your contribution. We appreciate it. Thank you, honey.
Well, you're welcome.
Larry, I got Larry online here. Larry?
How y'all
doing? Pretty good.
Yes,
how are you?
Hello?
Got a
Hi,
question
Larry.
Or comment?
Hang on. Yeah, this is Larry. Go ahead.
You got a question or a comment? Okay, your mic is hot, so just go ahead and come on away.
Hello?
Larry at 904?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead and comment. Or you, if you got a question for a guest or something.
Oh, no, I had a comment about an awesome statue by Greg. Thanks for that. I wanted to honor Chris and the heroes and patriots that he represents. Thank the Freedom Guard, Patriot Guard riders for what they do. They did a wonderful job here in Florida when Spiker's remains came back here. It was awesome. And just a shout out to my buddy Melody for her blog site and Twitter site. We're fans.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Larry. Nice
thanks,
to
Larry.
See you.
Yep, y'all do good work. Thanks, and I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Let's go over to Kurt. Mr. Kurt,
hey,
how are you doing, sir?
Yeah, hey, Bing.
Mr. Chairman, as we call
him. Yeah, brother, I'm sitting here choked up, man. I'm listening to these folks talk, people from the Patriot Guard, them riders themselves, and my mind started tripping back to funerals that I have attended here locally of fallen warriors. And I remember the faces. I remember the bikes. I remember the dress code clothing that the bikers wear. Some folks would think that they look, shall we say, rough. I've seen a lot of slogans and patches, things said, or we'll say comments about Hanoi chain, for instance. Some people would think that was coarse, but I remember the faces of these men and women as I walked down a line between two lines of these men and women who were standing there at attention in honor of the fallen warrior. And I still see the looks in the eyes, the pain that they shared with the families that had lost loved ones. You could see it in their eyes, but you could see the patriotism, the love, the brotherhood. These are fabulous, wonderful, patriotic American heroes themselves in their own right, in my opinion. And I just wanted to express that to all of those riders who do this great service in honor of our fallen heroes. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart. Back to you, Bing.
Thank you so much, Kurt. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
Kurt.
That's appreciated. Barbara, I wanted to. We're going to do an extended show, I think. So we're going to go ahead and play something real quick, and then we're just going to take listeners off the air that'll be in the archives. I want to thank everybody for being here, especially Michael. Everybody, the list is too long to name. I want to thank you too, Barbara, for helping me out today.
Oh, my pleasure. Honored to be a part of. And anybody who wants to get in before the show goes off, the number is 718-305-7176.
Please call in if you want to get on. We're going to do we got 90 seconds away, so we're going to go ahead and play this, and we're going to outro this, and then we'll come back and take the rest of your calls. Thank you so much.
Here goes Marshall. Thank you.
Check out Madison Rising. Is that the wrong one? There's two of them on here. So
I know. Michael actually pinged me, wanted to come in.
Oh. Michael, come on in, brother.
Hey, you guys got me?
Is that some great stuff there? I'm telling you what, Madison Rising, the song is 99 cents. Go out there and get it, you know.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Fine.
I'm standing here listening to the end of our live show. We're going into recording mode, and my friends are out in the truck that brought the statue to Texas, and they're still listening. And I'm listening to that song by Madison Rising, and I'm standing here in front of the statue. Greg Mars beside me, Gene Sweeney's beside me. I've got Strong Hand, Soaring Hawk, the Cherokee Nation's security that's been protecting this statue, protecting the Kyle family. There's just great patriots in here. I'm in the foundry. Mr. Snow's sitting over here. This is Tom Ladd, the owner of Schaefer Foundry, along with Mr. Schaefer himself, who's been doing this for over 40 years. And I'm fixing to bring Greg on here, but I'm standing here and I'm listening to this Madison Rising's version of Star Spangled Banner. And
beautiful.
You know, tears are coming out of my eyes, man, because I'm standing here in front. Let me go ahead and meet this rope to get up here beside my blood brother, Greg Marr. and I'm standing right here in front of this beautiful statue of Chris Kyle, and the outpouring of everybody that has been helping us with this project, and for Conservative Nation Radio to be a part of this, and our 10,000 listeners a month who support us, that I know are going to help us in this endeavor to offset the cost on this. Again, go to AmericanPatriotsAndArt.com. Bing, you've done a great show today. At this point, I've got some other people I want to bring on. We've talked to Carl. We've talked to Gene Sweeney. We've talked to Larry. We've talked to Brandon. We've talked to a lot of great people. I want to ask actually right now, and he's probably going to be surprised, but I want to actually ask Tom Ladd to come on. Tom is doing a gift in kind. Tom Ladd and Mr. Schaefer are doing a gift in kind to help us in this endeavor to get this beautiful statue of a great Texan, a great American patriot. And I'm gonna hand the phone to him, and I want to give him an opportunity to tell a little bit about the process that goes into taking this life-size clay sculpture to a bronze. And then after that, I want to bring on my blood brother, Greg Mara. So I hope everybody got the chance to call in since we're in record mode. But
well,
this is Tom Ladd.
Well, actually, Michael, you there?
Hello?
Oh, I was looking for Michael. Is he still there?
Michael, hold on a second.
Yeah, real quick.
Hello?
Hey, Michael, I forgot we got Duke Brooks calling.
Yeah, bring Duke in. Bring Duke in.
Where'd he go?
He's going to be mad at me.
Oh, he's going to be mad at me, too. I think he done dropped, man. Go ahead.
He's going to be mad. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Duke. When you hear this recording, put me in Huntsville again. I know this is 2 weeks in a row. Here's Tom Ladd. He's going to tell us a little bit about the Lost Wax art process and where we go from here, taking this statue from where it's at to a bronze before Taya tells us where we're going to plant this baby. So here's Tom Ladd.
Hello?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good here,
What's
too.
What's going on down there?
Oh, we're just about to finish the touch-ups. Greg's pretty happy with how it's turning out, and he's fixing to hand it over to us here at Schaefer Art Bronze to, you know, follow him and get this thing turned into bronze.
Oh, so now, are you guys going to make a sand casting of this, or...?
Well, we don't use the sand casting method. We use the lost wax method. And basically, the next step is to take and make a rubber mold over top of the clay. Will you be using a urethane rubber to make the mold with? And after the mold is finished, we'll take it off of the sculpture. And at that point, we're done with the clay, and we'll have rubber molds that we'll take and pour wax into to make the wax panels of each part of the sculpture. We'll probably have 10 different pieces that we'll put back together using a welding method to put them all back together and chase it down with the tools to make it look just like what Greg has right now.
That is so cool. That is so cool, man. I'm actually an injection molding engineer, so I know about that aspect of it. So. But we deal with steel molds, but what you guys do is very intricate, and it's very detailed, and it's very it's very involved. You have to be into that. You have to be, you know, actively watching what you're doing with that product.
Most of our employees are artists in their own right, because to recreate what the artist has created, they need to have the ability to reproduce what the artist has done. So they're all artisans in the wax room and out in the metal room.
On a level of complexity, is this like, you know, where would you rate it, 1 to 10? 10 being the hardest.
Well, you know, the anatomy, you know, of most humans are close to the same. Chris's sculptor here, he has a lot of, you know, feeling. I mean, you can really tell, you know, his look and his stance. You know, he's got a lot of emotion there. And so getting that through to the casting is, you know, really imperative. So we'll, you know, do what we can to bring out what, you know, Greg has sculpted. And Chris is, you know, hopefully it'll mimic Chris's attitude. But on a scale, it's probably a 7. You know, his weapons are pretty intricate. They're, you know, technically we'll have to have them, you know, put together exactly the way they're supposed to be. You know, anyone that knows guns can walk up and would see a mistake. So those have to be technically correct in the casting process and put together properly.
I heard that his wife the other day wanted some changes made. I don't know if Greg is around there or if you know about that. I didn't know if there's changes involved.
Well, there's, you know, some subtle things. You know, yeah, I know that they had you know, the cat, his cap, the bill, you know, the way he has it bent was a little different than the way he usually wears his. And, you know, his family would be the ones that know that better than anybody. So, you know, we were able to change that, the attitude of that. And then some of his colleagues from the SEAL team explained some of the way he carried his weapon. And, you know, so that helped change the attitude on those. And then just subtle other, you know, parts of his, you know, like the belt buckle he wears, you know, that kind of thing, his ring. Personal things that, you know, Greg wouldn't know until he talked to the family. So, and that's why he planned to take the time to change and fix anything that needed to be done to make the family happy on what we're doing here.
Right. You know, this is stuff that you don't hear from the mainstream media. You don't hear this type of level of detail. You know?
Oh, no.
This is artistry. This, you know, I know what you guys do, man. This is artistry. And
well,
this is craftsmanship, and this is tradesmanship. And there's not many people getting into this anymore.
No, it's an interesting field.
Yeah, it is. It don't pay much, but, you know, it's
yeah,
a job.
Sorry. I know this is radio.
I admire artists because I can't draw a straight line with a ruler.
Well,
you need to figure out how to use a ruler first before you can draw a straight line, I guess. But yeah, I know what he's talking about, man. And this is intricate stuff, very intricate stuff, and it has to be dealt with, you know. You know, it has to be dealt with in certain stages and at certain levels and so on. I mean, your processing techniques are probably a lot. I know they're a lot different than mine are. You know, we just squirt plastic into something and it ejects a part.
Yeah,
and
it makes the part. Well, we either paint it or pour it, the wax, and then whenever it's done, we have to, you know, chase the wax and clean the seam lines up and any air bubbles or defects in the wax pouring, and then, you know, to make sure that the surface is, you know, what we want. And then once we get it, you know, through the process of what's called a slurry, you know, it's the mold that we build around the wax that we melt the wax out of and pour the bronze into. Once again, after we pour the bronze, if there's any defects in the casting, and we have to repair those too. So, you know,
now,
so then we're chasing
thick,
the metal.
How thick is this bronze?
We pour somewhere around 1/4 inch thick. You know, 3/16 to 1/4 inch thick. So
well,
it's not real
not
thick.
Know that.
You know,
what I thought actually.
Do what?
That's thicker than what I thought. Actually.
Oh, yeah. Well. You know, if you pour, the thinner you pour it, the lighter it is, the weaker it is. So if that's a good thickness where it's, you know, it's an actually substantial bronze. It's not, you know, it's good quality work at that point. You know, if you get real thin, you know, it sounds like, you know, something
like
you buy.
Thin roof.
Yeah.
Something you got from Walmart.
Yes, or from overseas. Yeah.
Well, look, man, I'll tell you what, we appreciate you guys, all your guys' efforts on this. And it's just a tremendous undertaking. And we are so appreciative of you. And we thank God for people like you. Yeah.
Well,
and if you want to plug your website, feel free to go ahead and do it. It'll be in the archives.
Okay. All right. But. We're Safer Art Bronze, and our website is Safer Art Bronze Casting. We're in Arlington, Texas, just south of Cowboy Stadium. Anybody that needs the casting work done, just have them come our way. All right. Well, appreciate
all right,
it. Thank
brother.
You.
We definitely will.
And,
right.
You know, it makes when I see things like this happening in the United States, it really makes me proud to be an American.
Well, everybody, so many people have stepped up and come in and paid their respects. And, you know, it's, you know, once it's done and set in a place of honor, you know, he'll have visitors from now on coming in and see what his compliments are or were and, you know, inspire young folks from now on. So,
now, does anybody know what's going to happen with the crate? Because it's been the crate that it was brought over down to Texas with, how everybody signed
everybody's
it.
Oh, everybody's been signing it, yes. I'm not sure. I think maybe the family took it with them today, but I'm not positive what's gone on with that. It was here earlier, but it's not here now. But a lot of folks signed it with a lot of wonderful comments.
Yeah, a lot of love, actually.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Well, here's my back. Thank you.
Fun.
All right.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Hey, guys, I hope a lot of people got to call in because it's my honor and privilege now, Brother Bing and Sister Barbara. And by the way, I'm standing right here in front of this. Greg's working on the statue. He's refining it. And I've got a lot of pictures and video that I'm going to post. I just had the chance this weekend. But there's a lot of loose clay down here at the bottom of this. And I'm going to grab a piece for everybody at CNR, and I'm going to get it to you guys. This is the discarded chunks of clay that have come off of this statue, and I'm going to send it to you all because I love you guys. You're my brothers and my sisters, and I was sure to get all of you on the crate that brought this.
You're going to make me cry, Michael.
It's a great thing to Texas. But
Michael, when you showed me the picture of our signatures that I don't know who signed those, but when you showed us the pictures of our signatures or the picture of our signatures on that crate, I mean, I was crying almost like a baby. I don't do that.
Well,
okay, it's very rare that I do that. I'm just saying.
You know, I don't like to boast, but Greg is my blood brother now, and. And he brought us on board, and Conservative Nation Radio is a part of this. That means all of you, all of our listeners, all of our 400 or 500 listeners a Sunday are a part of this. All of you. And I love you all. And I want to bring on now, I'm going to ask him to set his sculpting tool down for just a minute because I'm standing right here beside Chris and my blood brother, Greg. And I'm going to hand the phone to Greg and I'm gonna just let Greg talk and tell us to you guys and tell us about this. So, without further ado, my brother Greg Warren.
And thank you, Michael, for representing us.
Thanks.
Hello.
Michael. Hey, Greg.
Hi,
you
Greg.
Doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
I got
good.
All the mics open, so everybody's hot.
Yeah, it's I'm actually sculpting right now trying to finish this piece up. It's you know, it's going to be hard to walk away, but I got to make sure it's right.
How many hours a day are you putting into that?
Well, lately I've been putting a good, you know, 10 hours nonstop. You know, and when I'm back home I teach and I have children and I just try to fit it in and make sure it gets done. It's total I have about a month of work. Normally it takes an artist about 8 to 10 months to finish something like this. My hands are blessed by the Holy Spirit, and I'm motivated by trying to take this country back in a way through art, which is just unparalleled. I'm trying to start what I call the American Renaissance, and an art movement that reflects the positive aspects of our country and is not afraid to say we're warriors. You know, we're the best warriors, we're the best artists, we're the best everything, and that's what we do.
Oh, man. Greg, I looked at some of your stuff last week and today again, and I'm like, I'm in awe, man. And a lot of the people that I know that I've sent these pictures to, they are in awe. They said, this is inspired by God. This is inspired by somebody that, you know, I'm just a lowly, you know, talk show host, but I also play drums, and it's kind of like I got a natural talent for it. And it doesn't come from me. It comes from somewhere else. And your talent, sir, your talent is so extraordinary. I'm looking at the whiskers on him, you know, and it's outstanding. It's outstanding.
Truly God-given talent.
Yes, it is.
You know, Frederick Hart, who built the statue of the three soldiers next to the Vietnam Wall, said it really great. He said, art should not exist as a thing of beauty, but it should exist to improve mankind. And I want to scold the actors who put down this country. I want to scold the art world in the sense that, you know, says and glorifies that anything that's negative or anything that's, you know, anti-establishment or anti our country is a hip thing to do. I want to scold them and let them know that there's a guy who's lived in Europe for 6 years. I speak five languages. I'm classically trained, and I'm building statues specifically in a positive note to build this nation and bring us back to the glory days of when men were singing over there, the glory days of World War I, when 4,000 doughboy soldiers were put across the country, and it was politically correct to show him throwing a grenade holding a 1903 rifle about to charge into no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
And words like gallantry, valor, and courage be brought back into our artwork, into our monuments, not just monuments of rocks and plaques with names on them to honor the fallen, but also to honor the living and to show the fact that we are, you know, I'm sorry, guys, we are warriors. We are the best. And you know what? We choose to have our warriors out there to defend and help and aid. And, yeah, we make mistakes. By no means should an artist be allowed to show that we've been defeated. I want to make another statement, and I just want to say it. We won Vietnam. The politicians lost. We won. And any statue any statue I do on that war will show the men in their gallantry, in their honor, in their discipline, in their courage. The statue I'd love to do for Vietnam would be called The Leap of Courage, and it's showing men jumping out of a helicopter into the jungle. That would be the Korean War monument on steroids.
Oh,
we're not politically
correct
around here, so it doesn't matter what you say.
We are a nation, like you said, Greg, we are a nation of exceptional people. This is something that's exceptional, and this is a nation also of people that have abide and have God-given talents and don't worry about speaking against that is part of their upbringing, and I'm telling you, man, you got a talent. I will never master that talent. I will never even come close to that. I mean, my closest thing I could do is maybe make a bowl out of clay, and that's about it. But I will never come close to you. But I respect you, sir, for what you're doing, and for what you're doing for this family. This is a monumental thing that'll be there for years after we're gone.
This statue is the spearhead for something even greater. Chris is on. He was on a mission, one last mission, to make sure that the statue arrived safe and was finished. I just talked to his father. His father said to me, and we were both teary-eyed, and I couldn't even say anything to him because it was like the last goodbye, kind of, you know. And he just looked at me and he said, "You honored my son." And you know, I just was quiet, and we left, and it was quiet, and it was a quiet goodbye, and it was perfect. But what this statue really is the, I'm going to refer to it as the David of the American Renaissance. You know, it's the it's, you know, David, the statue that was done by Michelangelo was of David facing Goliath with a sling. The only thing different in this statue is his head's not turned and he's holding an M16. He's still facing the enemy. And is it the enemy within? Is it the enemy out there? I click all the above. But one thing we have to do is make sure that when we're commissioning art, you know, we make sure that we got people of like-mindedness to do it and do it right. The one thing I want to, you know, kind of expose, I don't know if you realize this, but the World War II monument cost $196 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. I could have built four of them for $196 of the cost.
Well, there's
and,
a budget cut right there, Greg.
There's not only that, there's the Eisenhower monument right now, which was considered a liberal disaster. They were going to show him just as a bronze statue of him fishing as a boy in Kentucky with screens with projections on him. And everybody said, hey, this looks like the Berlin Wall, like Chairman Mao's about to bust out of the screen and start talking. And then you got him as a little boy in Kentucky. What about the Supreme Allied Commander addressing the 101st Airborne? And that's $120 million. I could have done that. I could have made for D.C. an unbelievable statue for 1/120th of the cost that would blow knock your socks off. And that's just corruption. What I say to people is don't rely on the government to tell you where to put a national monument. Matter of fact, don't even say that they're the only ones that can allow you to do it. We can build our own national monuments in our own land with our own money, and we don't need them.
Right.
I tell you what, Joe Carr, that was on here earlier from TN representative of the state of Tennessee up here, said email him and he'll see what he can do to help you guys out. So I'll shoot that email over to Michael and the rest of the team, and we will see, because this guy will get stuff done. He is a believer of the Second Amendment, all the amendments, the first, all the way, the Bill of Rights. I mean, he is a believer of this, and he's a very, very cool dude.
One thing that's not too far away from Tennessee, I don't know if you know a little state, West Virginia, right? And there lived the last World War One veteran, Frank Buckles.
Yep.
Oh, he went to the VA to ask them, where's the World War One National Monument? And it took him longer to get his wheelchair up the stairs before they said no. And I was the last visitor in his house. He had thousands of visitors towards the end of his life. I went into his house, you know, was talking to his daughter. He was under quarantine. I'm driving home, and he said he died. And I'm going to tell you what happened. That man was able to let go because he knew that I and my company, American Patriots in Art, was not going to give up until those World War One soldiers have a national monument. These men were so courageous. When they didn't get paid, they actually took arms against the Capitol because they had enough courage to stand up for something that was corrupt. And those men need to be honored properly. And what happens is when you don't do this, that karma sticks around and it affects you like crazy. It's like a cancer in your belly that you don't get rid of. And I believe there's a solution here. And my company and my hands can definitely inspire other artists and start the movement of American Renaissance. It's time for us to say that we're the best, be the best, and show it in everything we do.
And not be ashamed about it.
Hell no, we're the best. We're the best warriors.
We are the best.
We won Vietnam, and we're going to keep winning, and we're not going to falter. What's going on right now with this administration and what we're having, we gave the kid the car keys and he just happened to smash dad's car. Now it's time to, you know, drive a little bit better, teach him how to drive and make sure, you know, it doesn't happen again. And we just need to, you know, we need to just do that and not wallow in the negativity, but stay positive. And I'm going to tell you a perfect example of that, folks. When this statue, when Chris Kyle was shot, everybody was depressed and down. And let me tell you, when this clay statue came in here, the family and all the people around, they were smiling. They were smiling and they were laughing. Because they knew that that evil will not win. They might win one battle, but they are never going to win the war.
Amen.
And like I said, Greg, I will make it a point to bring my family, what's left of them, over there. So once we figure out where it's going to be. So if you guys can keep a surprise of that, that would be great.
Welcome anytime. Any brothers and sisters of Mike is a brother and sister of mine.
You should
give a gift, because it was actually a gift from all of us through my hands to the Kyle. So you gave it to him as well. You just didn't know it.
Hey, Greg.
We got Scott and Teresa and Michael or Boyd on there too.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Hey, this is Boyd.
How you doing?
I'm doing very good. A nice snowy day in Alaska here.
Oh, man, that's Alaska, the great state of Alaska.
Yeah. Hey, listen, listening to you talk and everything, there is a website that's out there that is dedicated to conservative artists and libertarian-leaning artists. And I was wondering if you might not be aware of them, but I think you would be a great addition to that website. It's called Big Dog Music Mafia.
Okay.
And they showcase musicians, poets, artists, and stuff. And I don't know, I'm not too sure if we've got a sculptor in there or not. But
it sounds like a really interesting thing, but I'll be honest with you, the name confuses me.
Michael could give you all the information on it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we'll get these links up on our show pages on different pages over on traditionalamericanmovement.com, and we'll get those over there too. And I just want to say this is just a beautiful thing, and I don't have the talent that you have, Greg. I'm glad you do, because When I look at it, it is a thing of beauty to me, a thing of beauty.
You know what, man? I appreciate the compliment, and you know, I don't feel like I own the talent. It's God who owns it, because it's coming through my hands, and I'm just a vessel. Whatever's happening to me right now is almost like a quickening or something. It's just, it's flowing. I don't even feel like I'm here, and it's all because of what is going on in this nation, and it's happening for a reason. Okay? Listen, on that note, I got to get back to work.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing. Your work is so greatly appreciated.
I thank you for your work as well.
Thank you.
I'm praying for your wife and your citizenship, too.
All right. I got to go home to my wife. Thanks, brothers.
Guys, are you there?
We're here. Whatever became of the call from the teaparty.net?
I've not found out yet. I'm fixing, when we get done here, I'm going to talk to Gene and find out. I think it's been handled, but...
okay, because it's still posted. I just peeked.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of us out here can tell you about that, Michael, but...
We have separated ourselves from TeaParty.net. Kevin Jackson called me. That's why there was a little slowdown about getting Gene Sweeney on. That's going to be handled. Guys, great show today. I'll talk to y'all at whatever point I get home tonight. We got to finish up here. And my brother James Floor and I are going to take Greg to the stockyards and have some barbecue, and I'm probably going to have me two or three shots of Jack.
Hell yeah.
That'll help that throat.
I just want to thank Conservative Nation Radio, all of my team, our team being Teresa Brusky, Duke Brooks, Barbara Buffing, Brenda Ward, Chris Manti, Chris Ricketts, Carl Higby, Guy Reschenthaler. Guys, we're doing it right. We're doing it right. We're not like these pansies over at TeaParty.net. We're doing it right. We are the official grassroots movement that is sponsoring this Chris Kyle Memorial statue here in Texas. We've developed some great friends. We've got the sovereign Cherokee Nation of Tejas that's on our side. We've got Greg Maher, Gene Sweeney, Carl and Carol Wallen, the great people that that got the statue. I'm standing here beside my buddy that's with the law enforcement from the Cherokee Nation, Strong Hand. His father is Chief Iron Hand. This is just incredible. I wish you all could be here with me. I've tried my hardest to share it with you all via Facebook. I happen to be the beneficiary of living in Texas and Chris being from Texas. But this is all of us, guys, and it's all of our listeners. It's Ron, it's Kurt, it's our 400 or 500 listeners that listen to us every Sunday. All of you guys, all of us, we're a part of this, and I've brought you here with me. You're standing here. I'm standing here. I'm touching Chris's arm.
Oh, beautiful.
We're all a part of this, man.
Michael, we had a couple of distractors in channel tonight, but we took care of them. I tell you what, the girls took care of them, actually. But we also have next week Colonel James Harding, one of the most decorated USAF pilots around. This guy is going to be good. And I like our new segment, man. I just like everything that's happening. So you do what you need to do over there, okay?
All right, brother. I love you, my man.
Hey, Michael.
The best thing that ever happened to me is what God's bestowed upon me, and I've got the best partner, and I've got the best team supporting our endeavors. And God bless you all. And I'm gonna hang up and let y'all finish up the show. And whenever I get home, it may not be tonight, but I'll touch base with you guys. And I love you all. Thank you for everything
you're
doing.
Love you too, Michael.
Michael,
thank you.
Michael,
yeah. Floyd wanted.
Yeah. One request, if you haven't already done it. Would you secure the panels that have all the comments written on them that was on the crate?
I can't secure those, Ron.
That's probably for the
fans. I got pictures of them. I don't know where they're going, but I've got half a dozen. I've got a dozen or so chunks of clay and half a dozen or so expended randiture from this sculpture that's not only going to my brothers and sisters on CNR, Ron, but I'm going to get you a piece too, my brother.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think for posterity's sake, if you could secure those plywood panels that everybody wrote on for later display, I think that would be a great thing too.
Oh, they're secured. Whoa. Not in my possession. I'm not exactly sure what I think the Sovereign Cherokee Nation is in possession of those right now. They're
okay.
Our security. Our security is the Sovereign Cherokee Nation of Tejas, Chief Gray Wolf, Chief Bear Who Walks Softly, Chief Iron Hand, and their security, Soaring Hawk, Strong Hand, who is son of Iron Hand. I'm standing here looking at my new brother, Yellow Hawk, the greatest flute player. In fact, let's get his website. I want to direct people to his website. Yellow Hawk, I'm going to put Yellow Hawk on the phone here real quick. This man has the medicine. You know, there's an ancient Cherokee custom. When they make their flutes, they take the wood. Well, he'll have to explain it better than me, but the heart of the wood comes out of what they make their flute from, and they put their heart back into the wood by doing their music, their traditional Cherokee music through the flute. I'm going to bring Yellow Hawk, my brother Yellow Hawk, on and let him give y'all his website address and whatnot. I sat here and cried the other night this man did warrior, Native Cherokee warrior music, and honored all of the veterans in the Native format, and did taps on a flute. Guys, I was putty in his hand. He melted me. I'm going to put him on the phone real quick.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
how are you, Yellow?
Yellow,
I'm doing well. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Fine.
Good, thank you.
So you melted Michael with taps on the flute.
That's what he was saying, yes.
That's unbelievable. I've never heard taps on the flute.
Yeah, it's the way that with our color guard, when we're taking care of, you know, the colors or, you know, anything involving, you know, a veteran or, you know, active military during, you know, burials and whatnot, you know, we take care of them that way. So instead of the bugle, which, you know, everybody's used to the bugle doing taps, this is bringing in our culture the Native way, and so we can take care of it, you know, in a good way, and, you know, send them off right, you know.
So you look at Chris as a warrior.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And
I'm sorry. What's your website?
Yeah.
Do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
Okay. 500 people are here. The website is www.jsnow, that's JSNOW, .us.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we'll get that up. Thank you so much for what you've done over there. We truly appreciate it.
Well, it's an honor to be part of this and to be able to take care of the family, you know, in a good way. And so let them know that, you know, not only the veterans but also the Native American community appreciates and respects the person that he was and the family that he represented.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You.
To me, it's more than an honor. It's kind of like something that is a no-brainer that you do. You know, it's just a lot of people don't do it, but you did. You stepped up to the plate and you got it done. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you
so
much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, we're gonna have to cut this show close here because I'm running out of a little bit of time, and unless anybody else has got something to say, Michael, I'll let you wrap it up.
I'm standing here with my brother Yellowhawk. He's asking me who this is. I'm going to tell him in just a minute. I just want to thank you, Bing. I want to thank you, brother, for taking the show today. It's been busy. Yellowhawk and Chief Gray Wolf and Greg Maher and Gene Sweeney and all of us, and David, and there's some Masonic influence in this. Tannehill Lodge has been involved. This is more than Texas. It's about America. It's about honoring an American hero. We're probably holding a little closer to our heart here in Texas, but to all of our listeners, thank you so much. Please go to American Patriot, patriotsinart.com, and donate what you can to honor this man. The money is not to put in the artist's pocket. It's just to offset the cost. We have about $85,000 that we're still trying to raise yet. The bronzing process is quite expensive. But, I got to tell you, the Cherokee Nation has come through, and they have made this event something beyond my wildest dreams. My brother's over at Tannehill Lodge in Dallas. We had the past Right Worshipful Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of Texas did the benediction and emceed the event on Thursday night. Chief Gray Wolf's a Mason. I'm a Mason. Greg Maher's a Mason. I mean, there's just God's moving in so many ways in this thing. It's not even you and I are going to have to spend 2 days on the phone for me to tell you everything that's happened to me the last couple of days. So I just, a big hearty thank you to all of our friends throughout the country that listen to Conservative Nation Radio and our show, Brother, Soldiers of Patriotism from Texas. We love you all, and thank you very much.
Love you too, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you too, Michael.
I'll talk to you guys later.
We'll get some details together and we'll shoot that off to Joe over there up there in Tennessee here and see what us Tennesseans can do to help us or help you Texans.
Well,
I guess help.
Tennesseans have been helping Texas since 1835, my brother.
Yeah, I know, and we'll be there again.
All right, my guys. I love you.
I love you too. Hey,
all right, bye.
Barbara, thank you.
See you later.
Barbara, thank you so much for being on. So patriotism, I appreciate this. It was like a godsend. Teresa Brewski, Scott Osborne, Boyd, and Brandon from the Patriot Guard Rider Group. Thank you so much for being here. And love you all, man. I appreciate everything that you're doing. We'll do this again. Tuesday? We're going to
Tuesday,
do this.
Yes.
Yeah, but I get to sit in the back seat.
Well, sort of.
Oh, sort of. springing this on me now, huh? Now, Michael owes me like.
You get to bring out your feminine side there, Bing.
We'll see how that plays out. All right, guys.
And Brandon, thank you again for what you've done.
Yeah, definitely. And what you will do. Thank you, Brandon.
Definitely my pleasure. Great show, guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.